This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rosa Maria Martinez, date of birth April the 3rd, 1966, case ID number 612-4224, date of exam August the 1st, 2023, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center, dated 12/10/2021, and a neurological note, dated 5/31/23. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old divorced female with two boys who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of acute cerebral vascular accident, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was on December the 2nd, 2021, where she worked with online shoppers for Walmart. She also worked for Walmart for approximately 22 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, acute cerebral vascular accident. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations. Number one, acute cerebral vascular accident. The claimant states that on December the 22nd, 2021, she presented herself at McAllen Medical Center after being transferred from Weslaco Knapp Hospital for treatment secondary to an acute right cerebral vascular accident. The claimant was hospitalized for 21 days. When she presented to the hospital, she had left-sided weakness / hemiparesis, numbness and tingliness of the right upper and lower extremity, especially and also the right facial area. She had a decreased gait and balance, but her vision was okay. She states that her speech was slurred, and she had left facial drooling. She states it did not affect her mental status. She denies any seizures or other syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms include left-sided hemiparesis, decreased balance, but normal vision. She states she does have still some mild problems with her speech, but is able to speak fairly normal at this time, and her mental status is normal. She denies any problems with cognitive function, memory, or orientation. She also denies any seizures or other syncopal episodes. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 45 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rails slowly, and she does use a walker when she goes out. She does not use it at the house. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds with her right hand only. She is unable to open up, she is unable to use a skillet at this time. She is presently on clopidogrel, bisulfate, 75 milligrams QD, and aspirin, 325 milligrams QD. She was diagnosed with an acute right anterior ischemic stroke with middle cerebral artery stenosis, treated with a stent. She states, since she had this main stroke, she has had multiple small ones since that time. She also states that her middle cerebral artery was 90% stenosed at the time of her admission to the hospital. It is noted here that her blood pressure was very high. It was 171 over 110 mmHg. She states that she is taking her medication. She was to follow up with her physician for possible adjustment of her medication regimen. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that since 1983, she has had occipital headaches and blurred vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or nephropathy, but states that she has had a major cerebral vascular accident, which occurred on 12/2/2021. Her blood pressure at this visit was 171 over 110 mmHg. She is presently taking losartan 100 milligrams QD and amlodipine 5 milligrams QD for her blood pressure. She does not appear to be very well controlled at all at this time, and she appears to have malignant hypertension. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have neuropathy of her hands and feet as well as right upper and lower hemiparesis. The claimant states that she checks her blood glucose levels once a week and that it usually comes out between 52 to 300 mg/dL. Her last reading was 208 mg/dL. She is presently on metformin 500 mg BID and her last hemoglobin A1C was 7%. Family history. The father died at the age of 76 from cirrhosis of the liver. He also had cancer of the bone. The mother is still alive at 79 years of age. She suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications. Losartan, 100 milligrams, POQD. Atorvastatin, calcium, 40 milligrams QD. Clopidogrel bisulfate, 75 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 325 milligrams QD. Metformin hydrochloride, 500 milligrams BID. Famotidine BID. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Essential primary hypertension, hemiplegia / hemiparesis following cerebral infarction, affecting left non-dominant side. Type 2 diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 7.0, which is fairly well controlled. Polycythemia, and hypercholesterolemia. Major surgeries, C-section times 2, history of right middle cerebral artery stenting on 12/7/2021, history of right middle cerebral artery ischemic stroke with left upper and lower hemiparesis as well as left facial drooling. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and 1 fourth inches tall, BP 171 over 110 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 24.5. General, this is a 57-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? Down to after the fourth sentence, the claimant had poor dentition and some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/30, OS uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/30, binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to skim? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have tattoos on her lower extremities. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have fairly clear thought processes and her memory appears to be intact. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for mild left-sided facial weakness, affecting the 5th and 7th nerves of the cranial nerves. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that she uses for support. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. The claimant was able to walk around the exam room without the device, but was sometimes unsteady, and she did not attempt to walk around the room without the device and felt like she needed it at all times. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, no joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex the lumbar spine at 90 degrees and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have some mild weakness of the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. but especially for the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the left knee does have some mild weakness at +4/5. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, although a walker was used to help her with her balance. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She does require a walker for balance, but is able to ambulate. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 for the right side and +4/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. That's the 5th and 7th nerve, where she has left facial mild paralysis. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased to 3+ bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the left upper and lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted occasionally of the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas, except for the left upper and lower extremity, where it was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand and does have difficulty with the left. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for a left upper and lower mild hemiparesis. She hears and speaks well. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, although the tandem walking is with a walker. There is normal grip strength bilaterally, however, the claimant's grip is +5/5 for the right side and +4/5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for the left hand where she does have some mild weakness, +4/5. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitation, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a very mild left upper and lower hemiparesis with left facial weakness as well. Probable diagnoses, number one, acute cerebral vascular accident, secondary to a right arterial ischemic stroke of the middle cerebral artery and a history of a right middle cerebral artery stenting. The claimant continues to have small little infarcts. She is presently being treated for the condition and appears to have mild left upper and lower weakness. Allegation number two, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 171/110 mmHg, which is very high. The claimant does not appear to be stable and may be suffering from malignant hypertension. She was to follow up with her family doctor or go to the emergency room as needed. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that she has a hemoglobin A1C of 7%. She is presently being treated for a condition and appears to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rosa Maria Martinez.